Here are some selected verses from Matthew 26 and 27. Verse 26, going at once to Jesus, Judas said, "Greetings, Rabbi," and kissed him. Jesus replied, "Friend, why have you come?" And from chapter 27, when Judas, who had betrayed him, saw that Jesus was condemned, he was seized with remorse and returned the 30 silver coins to the chief priests and the elders. "I have sinned," he said, "for I have betrayed innocent blood." "What is that to us?" they replied. "That is your responsibility." So Judas threw the money into the temple and left. Then he went away and hanged himself. In Jesus' name, beloved of God, I'd like to have you open your hymnals to hymn number 552, a hymn familiar to our choirs this spring. In a moment, we will sing stanza 2. The first line of that stanza says, "Swift to its close ebbs out life's little day." If I were to ask you what happened on Good Friday, I would hope that more than one of you would tell me that Jesus died on Good Friday. But Matthew reminds us this morning that Jesus was not the only one who died on Good Friday. Judas Iscariot also faced death on that day. But what a difference. Jesus had been preparing himself and his disciples for some time. He had spoken about his death and what it would accomplish. His blood was to be shed for the forgiveness of sins. Jesus had sought and received comfort and strength to face the sufferings, and looking to the joy that still lay ahead, he endured the cross, despising the shame. Judas, on the other hand, was swamped suddenly by death within hours of a time when he probably thought everything was going his way. And yet, as different as Jesus and Judas were, the tide of both of their lives went out that day. And what an upheaval both deaths represented. The Lord of angel armies was taken captive by a scrawny bunch of people. The captors of the Lord were sent by the chief priests of the Lord's own temple. The Lord of life bowed his head in death. And yet another upheaval. Judas no longer clutched his money bag. Judas Iscariot, who had stolen from the treasury of the disciples, who wanted people to give to the poor through him so that he could get his hands on the money, who was the type to take money out of the collection plate when it came by, who would even join his rabbi's enemies for the right price. On Good Friday, think of it, Judas threw his money on the floor. His joy and glory, his source of strength and help in time of need. On this day, it was worthless to him, for Judas suddenly realizes that money is worthless to an enemy of God. It happened to Judas as it happens to all. Earth's joys grow dim, its glories pass away. Change and decay in all around I see. How changed was this money-minded Midas who would even set up his Lord for some coin. Of course, looking back, we can see it was bound to happen. Judas had trusted in, had leaned on the wrong things. They could not stand such weight, any more than those things can be trusted upon which we are tempted to put too much of our weight, like our health or our youthful strength and agility. Judas also trusted in such temporary things, and now Jesus was condemned. Everything is wrong, and how can I make it right? He did not remember, even though the Lord had spoken on this subject. He did not think Jesus was in any position to help him. So he turned to the great God of his life, money. But giving the money back did not make things right either. Earthly sacrifices, he discovered, are too paltry, too perishable to offer for sins against the eternal God. Even gold perishes, though it has been refined. Change and decay in all around I see. O thou who changest not, abide with me. Judas had changed. His values changed. All things on earth change. Change and perish. But there is one who changes not. When Judas came to Gethsemane with his empty greeting, his kiss, ceremonial though it may have been, Jesus knew what he was up to. Yet Jesus did not say, "Get behind me, Satan." He said, "Friend, why have you come?" It was as if to say, "Think, man, what you are doing. And when you realize what you are doing, then remember that I am still your friend." But Judas forgot. The friend of sinners reached out even to Judas. Jesus does not change. He calls to us today. "Friend, fellow warrior for God, why have you come here?" Don't be tempted to be distracted or to distract your neighbor from hearing a word that somewhere down the road might save their life. "Look, I have taken the bullet of God's justice for all your sins. You do not need to try to excuse yourself or bring up some of your good grades to make up for any wrecked lives that you may have left behind as you merrily drove down the center of youth's highway. Look to me. Look to me and be reconciled to God. Come to me, and I will give you rest." Friend. That was the word of Jesus that Judas forgot. And a few hours later, he chose to face the judgment without his brother. Thank God, we do not have to. He, the changeless one, has gone all the way for us and promises to be our companion, no matter how bad the situation may look to us. Whether our day comes upon us suddenly, or whether the doctors can tell us, "You need to prepare." Our prayer, "Abide with me," is already answered. Then, when thy voice shall bid our conflict cease, call us, O Lord, to thine eternal peace. Amen. Stanza 2.